Hello, everybody. It is Mary Beth with day 5 of Audiomo. I actually recorded what I was going to talk about, and then I accidentally deleted it. I was less than pleased with myself. Oh, well. At that time, I was trying to do it when I had just barely been getting coffee. Just been kind of one of those days. Our friend came today to put in a new garbage disposal. He does maintenance work here in our complex and does projects for people on the side as well. And he's one of those kind of people that's worth paying for, you know, giving him a little bit of money. He's not a professional, but he knows how to do stuff. And he'll tell you if he doesn't know how to do something. And so anyway, it turned out to be this 3-hour experience. And in the end, it looks like our brand spanking new garbage disposal is defective. And so he has to come back and take it out from under the sink. And he's going to actually just help us take it back to Home Depot where we got it. And help us get exchanged for a new one. And then he'll put the new one in. And hopefully the new one will work. Oh, good grief. What a ordeal. Anyway, I know all will work, though, in the end. The one good thing is now we can once again use the sink on the right-hand side. Because it no longer leaks. And so that's a good thing. I have... spent the afternoon with my dad and stepmom. They came from the Bay Area to visit, and I had lunch with them and then went with them to their hotel and helped them to look at the pre-registration stuff for ACB 2014. And I have already figured out some of the things that I want to do at the convention. I'm going on this wine tour, I think, on Sunday the 13th. And I know on Saturday the 19th, I'm actually staying that long. But my dad and my stepmom had asked if I would come and spend time with her. And so I'm going to go and spend time with her. And this is kind of an unusual thing. I've never really been asked to do that before by her, and so I'm kind of looking forward to it, and it'll be different. I kind of take her in small doses technically, but you know, it's one of those things where it's obvious that it's important to her, and so there you go. So I'm actually going on July the 12th, and we'll stay until the 20th. And so, yeah, there's this tour to I think it's a gold mining town, and I'm looking forward to that on the 19th as well. It'll be a little bit later in the day, so I plan to go ahead and take Tennyson with me to that, and I'll have my cane with me just in case he kind of starts to have trouble with stuff there, and I'll just kind of go with the flow. Anyway, I'll be doing things there at the convention. And there's a couple of you, I think, that might be going to the convention. And I hope to meet up with Twitter folk and all that kind of stuff. And sadly, because of the way my body is these days and whatnot, I'll probably listen to the general sessions in bed. I could be doing that here at home, I realize this, but that'll also give me the chance to, you know, be getting actually up and around and that kind of thing, so that I can actually get out and do stuff, you know, and then maybe actually go to some of the general session in person too. Then let's see, what else? It was hellaciously hot today here in Fresno. We are about to have a 3+ days worth of 100 degrees and higher, and it's only the beginning of June, so I don't know. Looks like we could be in for a long summer. I hope that actually we'll have what we've been kind of doing, that it'll get hot for a few days and then cool back down and then, you know, have a short heat wave again. That would be kind of nice, instead of just sort of being hot all summer. That would make for a nice summer. And I got back here. The cats were, as usual, their happy little selves. They acted as if I had been gone for a century. And never mind, I really wasn't gone more than 7 or 8 hours, I guess. Yeah, I left around noon and got home here a little after 9. So, yeah, I guess 9 hours. Wow. Well, that's a lifetime for the poor kitties. So Jackie was all over me, and Saul was all over me, and even Maya was practically climbing my pants to get to me when I was going to sit down on the bed and change my shoes. But, good grief. But I gotta love the little critters. My life wouldn't be the same without them, that's for sure. Animals are a good thing. I think all people should have animals. That's just my opinion, though. So, anyway, I don't know what else to talk about for today. And maybe tomorrow I will have something more interesting to talk about. So, I hope that you all have a good day, good night, good sleep, whatever. And we will talk to you all soon. Goodbye.